Let's go on the multi-generation representation. This is you. You know, you represent a big family. They have kids. They have all these other things. They have trusts and everything like that. And the big daddy, the patron of the family, comes in and says, "Okay, here's what we're doing. We're going to create a new trust for my daughter, and we're going to loan her and her husband $2 million. And you're going to do all the legal work for everybody." You've never met these people. So this is the what it is. Yeah, the patron comes in and says, you've already created.
He's not running for president.
That's right. He's huge, though. Anyway, all right. You're asked to prepare the LLC papers for C. That's Clara and her husband for their new business. Prepare a loan for them to borrow the $2 million. Oh, and by the way, you're going to prepare a new trust for Clara, the daughter, and transfer all of her old trust assets to it. And by the way, I'm going to be the trustee of that new trust. And you're going, "I've never met Clara or her husband." So, George, what are the issues?
Well, George is all of a sudden is thinking, that trust I prepared, Clara was the beneficiary of that trust. There's a lot of assets in there. How am I going to sort through all this? Okay, so first thing you do is you look and see who are the clients, who are your existing clients. Well, Dad is certainly an existing client, and that trust you form is an existing client. But you're being asked to work for Clara and her husband. Oops, there's a new client. You're being asked to do a loan transaction from Dad to Clara. That's two clients right there. You're being asked to form a new trust. So you've got multiple parties. You're trying to preserve the relationship with Dad because he pumps a ton of money into your law practice over the last, you know, number of years, and he's a good client. He listens to you sometimes.